From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In this great information age powered by the digital revolution and the internet, there is undoubtedly the greatest access to the most information the world has known. That's not hyperbole or, in the more modern jargon, clickbait. It's a fact that the amount of data grows exponentially each and every day, and in fact, the data storage and processing is being classed as a climate change factor by reason of the electricity that is used, the heat that is generated, and the water that is used for cooling. I spend a reasonable amount of time checking out different things that interest me and use various components of the internet to do so. In many cases, I'm looking to see what others have recorded about particular items, and one of the easiest ways is to watch videos. There are tremendous resources available to the electronics and ham radio communities, and learning to refine your search term certainly speeds up access to the sources. Herein lies the great difficulty that until we are familiar with a topic, it is very hard to judge the quality of the material that you read or view. I frequently followed a very sincere-looking presentation with another on the same topic, only to have points of contradiction be glaringly obvious between the two. If a subject is quite recently presented to the world, it may be hard to find the critiques that shade and colour the picture, but I'm left with the big question mark and scratching my head. How do I know what is right? Fortunately, in our field of interest, the laws that govern how radio and electronics are well enough established that it is only in the minute details that we see radical change. In other words, the material in the manuals and textbooks is going to be more than accurate than we need in the practical world. It is for this reason I have a small library of standard books of varying ages, and they can provide most of the theoretical and technical answers that I need for my purposes. This is where I point you to belonging to a club that maintains a library for members to use. Along with equipment and instruments, books are a valuable resource and should be available to club members at least. I've seen reports over the past years that public libraries have cleared most of their shelves of amateur radio type material, and then it becomes the province of the club and individual amateur operator to source and maintain these valuable resources. Every day there are questions to which I don't have the right answer, and being able to fact-check with better accuracy than on social media is a source of satisfaction. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.